Crown with the artists, the guitar instructors, and organizers of the Crown Guitar Festival in Big Fork, Montana, there's one subject that comes up again and again: the maturity and skill of the young scholarship students who travel from across the country to learn from the greats. For 5 years, the Crown of the Continent Guitar Foundation has held a week-long guitar workshop and concert series at Flathead Lake Lodge. Some players pay a good chunk of money and travel hundreds of miles to come learn music theory from session guitar legends Lee Ritenour or finger-picking techniques from John Oates. Lessons take place within wooden lodges, gathered around stone fireplaces, or just steps from the shores of Flathead Lake. But every year, the nonprofit organization also awards dozens of scholarships for young and gifted guitar students. Every single one of them lives and breathes guitar. Josh Akerins, a 16-year-old scholarship student who flew from Sandy Springs, Georgia, to learn and perform the opening act for Wednesday night's concert. For him, this isn't just some kind of guitar camp. It's a congregation of like-minded musicians who play because they have to.
There was a point where school started and it was getting really heavy on the school, and my hand was literally like my I didn't listen to music or jazz especially for like 2 days, and I mean my whole body reacted to that, and I mean it's just my hand was shaking because I wasn't listening as much or transcribing. I have a pretty still hand, I just listened to music and it stopped. So I felt like nervous and anxious if I didn't listen to it, and shaky, and I don't know, I felt like I drank too much coffee.
Akerin says his siblings definitely support his dream of becoming a great jazz guitarist, but they don't quite get it either, especially when he skips out on high school parties.
They see me downstairs, you know, all day just playing, and they think it's kind of like silly, like, why aren't you, because I'm in high school, I'm going into junior year, and I haven't been to any parties yet because I was like, I want to be playing guitar, not wasting my time with people that don't like the music I play, you know. I don't know, I think I have a lot of time for that. I don't think I need to be wasting the most important years and wasting my time on, you know, stupid stuff.
Jazz definitely has meaning for Akerin. In an afternoon jam session with other students and professional musicians, you can see it. His ears prick up, his eyes shift back and forth. He's trying to hear what everyone in the group has to say with their instruments.
Because it's so different, you know. There's no sort of wrong thing in jazz. You know, jazz is just something that is so personal, so it means something, you know. There's a history to it. Because the music is not just, it's not a note. It's more of how he played that note or how that note came out, where he played it.
...18-year-old Solomon Hicks knows his music history too. He's been playing lead guitar for New York City's Cotton Club All-Stars since he was 13 years old. Yeah, that Cotton Club. The posters that Hicks carries around with him have his resume on the back, and pictures of him playing guitar behind his back, those wood-brown, hollow-body guitar.
Gotta bring the history of T-Bone Walker out, you know?
Hicks remembers staying up late at night, reading about famous guitarists, listening to their music, and forcing himself to go to bed to wake up for school in the morning.
But when I first started, both my parents, they collected music, like everybody from Count Basie to Duke Ellington to, they even had like R&B, not too much rock. I kind of got into rock by myself, just like knowing like AC/DC and Guns N' Roses. But I've always admired those guitar players, and like when I found myself falling in love with guitar, I wanted to know more and more about it and about different guitar players, and also I like the history personally, like the stories and how I began to start. So that's kind of how I got into the history of things. Back in New York, there's great performers like and guitarists and just musicians like Russell Malone, Rodney Jones, who I got to talk to. Great performers and singers like Antoinette Montague, from world-class entertainer. And the list just goes, and it just goes on as far as people just pass down, not just to me, just to this generation in general, but now not too many people in my generation may accept it or may like that style, but I'm just one of the ones that do.
One of the things that Hicks loves about the Crown Guitar Festival, besides the random jams with other students, is how approachable guitar legends like Lee Ritenour and Mike Stern are, even though they were just melting faces on stage the night before.
Yes, they were, and it was just the most beautiful thing. But like, that's the fact that we're able to interact with them and just talk and brush shoulders and ask questions and jam with them. And that's pretty much back in the city how I learned. Like, there's one thing of just like being home and practicing scales and going on the computer with the jam tracks, but there's nothing like somebody actually being with you and like saying, hey, no, you shouldn't really play like that, you know, this is really how it's done, is passing on that history. And without that, you don't really, you can get close to it, but unless somebody's really showing you it, and like, you can't really ask those questions through a computer or a YouTube video.
Emily Elbert is one of the featured performers at this year's festival. But the year before, she was a scholarship student, just like Akron and Hicks. And the year before that, she was basically homeless.
Well, I didn't have a place. For the last few years, I've just been on the road, just playing shows. So there was a good three and a half year period where I didn't have a place to live. There, I was just flying in and renting cars and taking buses and taking trains. And I stayed with friends. I stayed, you know, I mean, it was because I was getting to play music. So it was not easy, but it was, there was a lot of great parts of it, yeah.
Elbert had already put out a record and worked with other talented musicians, but a year after her experience here as a student, she realizes just how much of an impact the Crown Guitar Festival had on her.
It's the kind of thing, and one of the other teachers here, Matt Smith, has said, it's like drinking water out of a fire hose. You know, there's so, you know, the week just flies by and you get home and you go, oh my God, you know, this was actually transformative. Last year, I'd played acoustic my whole guitar playing life, and I just bought my first, you know, real electric. And so I brought it out here and I left. And I had a relationship with that guitar, you know, and I hadn't realized it until I left, and I was like, oh, now I understand. You know, I just had it in my hands 24/7 all week while I was here, and so by the end of the week, I understood its sensitivities, I understood the machine. But it's little things like that, things that you're just so busy, you know, so busy working and playing that you don't realize until you put the guitar down at the end of the week what an impact it had on you and your playing and your mentality.
Really got nothing to say. Just wanna be lazy. Ooh. Lay and watch the flowers grow. Just one of those days.
She landed the Crown Guitar Festival scholarship after a random meeting on the road and a little bit of luck.
Actually, I played a dinner set. I was driving through the Yosemite area and I needed a place to stay, so I was looking at hotels that might want dinner music. And I found this beautiful little boutique hotel in Yosemite in Groveland and played dinner there, and I had it the next day off, so we hung out and loved the owners. One of the owners is Jen Pfeffer, whose dad is David and mom is Judy, and they're the founders of this festival.
And, you know, Emily, when my daughter called me and said, I met this person that I've got to introduce you to. She's just, you know, amazing.
This is David Pfeffer, chairman and founder of the Crown of the Continent Guitar Foundation.
You know, if you've been meeting people and talking with them long enough, you get a sense, you know, for if something's special. And just talking with her on the phone, there was something special about her. And she came out, she got the chairman scholarship. So it's something, we have one that I can just give to anyone. Nobody knew who she was. She looked like this little kid, right? She got on the stage last year. You know, she had her, you know, baby face and all those sorts of things. She got on the stage. The artists were all backstage. Everything stopped. Oh my God, we are seeing something special. So she was able to rise to the occasion. And she knew that she was being given an opportunity. Now, some people can take advantage of that. Others can't.
Cool. Please give it up for Josh Akron.
Tonight is Josh Akron's chance to take advantage of his opportunity. He was handpicked by one of his heroes, Lee Ritenour, to come and play. And he says he's a little nervous, but he's no stranger to the stage. And he's had a little advice, too.
Peter Erskine told me something that was very important to me. He said, just do what the music tells you. Throw you out of the equation. You're not Josh anymore. You're the guitar. You're the music now. So you just have to, just play what the music tells you to play, and that's all you can do. Thank you. This summer, coming into my junior year, they asked me to, write a couple of tunes because I was at this place called Governor's Honors Program for Georgia, where they, pick students in certain areas, math, science. I'm not too, there. So I got music. So, which is cool with me, man. At least I get to do something I love every day. There's this tune, and I call it, Doorways, because whenever I played a bad solo, my teacher pointed to the door. It's not just snapping your fingers and making a funny face. It's something that means, it's basically your sound, your personal, outlook on everything. So music is definitely where, jazz is definitely where, the improv and the soul comes through. I don't know what I want to do yet, and I just want to treat music as if I'm going to do it for a living every day, and then if I don't do it for a living, then it's just that's how it plays out. Believe it or not, I didn't plan on being the best guitarist that ever lived, but it happened.
Listen to the entire broadcast from Wednesday night's Crown of the Continent Guitar Festival at our website at mtpr.org. I'm Christopher Allen. Thanks for listening to Montana Public Radio.